research from the Federal Reserve of New York sheds light on just how much student debt may be preventing millennials from buying homes. Now, we've talked about this anecdotally. This new study finds that there's been a dip in home ownership among 28 to 30-year-olds, and as much as 35% of that drop is directly related to student loan debt. Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. She joins us from New York. And Lynette, the study looked at how many millennials would own homes if tuition at public colleges had stayed at 2001 levels. What did it find?
It found that 360,000 more millennials would own homes in 2015. That's quite a number, and all of these numbers are pretty stunning. There's been a 68% increase in the student debt that a 25-year-old is holding from 2003 to 2011. There's been an 81% increase in college, state college, public tuition from 2001 to 2009, and 174% more student. There's more student debt exists in this world since 2003. So we're looking at just massive amounts of debt being taken on. And if you listen to people that have been talking about this issue for years, they say it goes back to the 1980s. King Alexander, the president of the Louisiana State University system, in 2015 testified before Congress that the single biggest reason that this is happening and that tuitions are increasing so fast is because states abdicated their responsibility to pay their share for college tuition starting in the 80s. Hmm. And funding has just been going down ever since then.
Well, people who buy homes also end up spending money on things they need in their homes, like furniture. So is there a larger economic impact if millennials are not buying homes, which the study says they're not?
Sure. I get, 70% of American spending is consumer spending,
buying
household
spending,
trapper keeper, filling your car with gas and, doing things to start a family. If you can't own a home, a lot of people start families later. And the one thing that this noted was that there's 36% less credit card debt among those with student loans. So instead of having credit card debt, instead of buying things that, then pay someone else in the economy, this money is going to student debt. It's just falling down into a hole. And a lot of that, is interest.
Well, especially when it comes to public schools, is there a secondary message here? Don't raise your tuitions because you're going to get an economic hit in other ways in where your school's located.
Sure. And I think there's definitely states need to look and say, this is going to start to affect our tax dollars because, we're not going to have people buying things as much as they would normally. And the Obama administration was kind of slow to get on board with this concept. They kind of denied that there was any problem. And they said that the benefits of giving people this education far outweighed any issues there would be with consumer spending. And now we're finding that's probably not the case.
Yeah. Lynette Lopez, senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. New study showing millennials are, not buying homes because they can't afford it because of their college tuition. Lynette, thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.